A statewide survey recently conducted by the Polling Institute at Western New England University reveals two things. One, a majority of voters appear to support legalizing medical marijuana, and two, voters are at an almost even split over the so-called death with dignity question. Tim Versalotti, director of Western New England's Polling Institute, says that according to the polling conducted between October 26th and November 1st, a majority of those polled support the legalization of medical marijuana.
What we found was among all registered voters, 63% support legalizing the use of marijuana for medical purposes, 29% are opposed. When you drill down to the likely voters, the same numbers appear, 63% support, 29% oppose.
Though advocates are still doing their work to communicate to voters about the ballot questions, the Massachusetts Prevention Alliance is advocating against the medical marijuana question, also known as Question 3. John Schecht, a Boston-based attorney who represented the MPA in front of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, says that when voters hear the facts on Question 3, they'll change their minds.
What I've found crossing the state and talking to literally thousands of people at this point is that when people learn what's in the actual law that they're going to be voting on, they say, this is really crazy, and they've planned to vote against it.
Schecht says his group is concerned that the measure would produce a lack of public health oversight, including no license renewal laws, that the law is made to support an industry and not the patient, and that the mandated 35 marijuana dispensaries included in the ballot measure is too many. On the other side, the Committee for Compassionate Medicine is saying that a Massachusetts law would be the safest in the country. They're saying that medical marijuana can help treat patients with debilitating disease and say that marijuana will be strictly limited to those with a physician's approval. A call for comment to the Committee for Compassionate Medicine was not returned in time for broadcast. Western New England University also polled registered and likely voters on question number 2, which would allow terminally ill patients to obtain life-ending medications, also referred to as death with dignity. Tim Versalotti says that Massachusetts voters are more evenly divided on the death with dignity question than medical marijuana.
Among all registered voters, 43% supported, 44% oppose.
Versalotti says the new numbers are much closer than a poll taken last May.
60% were in favor of the measure, 29% were opposed. That percentage in favor of the measure has dropped considerably since last May.
John Kelly of group Second Thoughts is advocating against question number 2. Kelly said that his group is confident that voters will choose to vote against death with dignity.
Support has gone from the high 60s to somewhere in the mid to high 40s right now. And we, you know, are hopeful that that will carry through on Election Day.
Kelly added that, in his view, voting no on question 2 will protect the elderly from abuse from spouses, adult children, and caregivers. Steve Crawford, spokesman for Dignity 2012, says although the polling is close, he's confident that voters will vote for question 2.
And we believe that most people who go to the polls tomorrow will vote to give that dying patient the ability to make their own choice about when to end their suffering.
Also up for vote tomorrow is what's known as the Right to Repair Bill, which would require automobile manufacturers to provide more diagnostic and safety information to independent repair shops and consumers. WNE did not poll on this question. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.